This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course, you are welcome to join us here. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, there's lots in the news tonight, like, oh, I don't know, the $1.9 trillion bailout package, the so-called COVID relief bill, yet another...
I like to call it the fail-out package because it's certainly failing.
Well, it will do one thing successfully, and that is inflate the money supply, which will maybe drive the Bitcoin price up a little bit more later on this year. We can talk about that. Of course, you're welcome to join us and bring up what you want. It's Ian and the Captain here as normal on a Saturday night, but we actually have a special guest co-host. I want to welcome Jason Gerhard with us. Hey, Jason.
How you guys doing? Thank you for having me.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for being here, man.
Yeah, to have you here. And, you know, you've got a story. So I want to start by trying to tell, some of this.
You kind of are a story.
Yeah,
so.
this story, because you're more than just a selectman candidate who's challenging the IRS, which is what, you know, if I were going to write a news headline about this, that's what I titled the show tonight. If I were going to write a news headline, that would be it. You know, this town council, Northfield Town Council in New Hampshire, a selectman. There's only three seats, and I believe only one up for election this year.
One every year. So it's a three-year term. It just cycles. Yeah.
So this is the race, and you're in it, and there's, what, five candidates?
Six total.
Six candidates vying for this little town selectman seat. Is it even a paid position? Do they
$3,200 a year?
$3,200 a year.
Big spender.
And what's more interesting about this, beyond the fact that you're challenging the IRS, we'll get into how you're doing that here in a moment, is you're putting you've got a ballot measure.
A warrant article, same thing.
Yes, that's going on. You've got signatures. You've got the required signatures. It's qualified. It's going to go on the ballot, right?
Well, they call it the town warrant. Mm-hmm. So warrant articles are, for instance, usually money issues. Do you want to spend this many thousands of dollars to repair the streets, build something on a school, blah, 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 but RSA 39-3 allows for 25 registered voters to sign a petition. You can put any question before the selectmen on a warrant article, so that's what I did for... We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I want to get into what those questions are coming up here, but first, let's go back, you know, most of 20 years. How old were you when you went to prison for 13 years for being a supporter, basically, of Ed and Elaine Brown?
Yeah, the backstory here, I think, is important
the tax,
our listeners.
You know, freedom advocates who were living in northern New Hampshire at the time. This was, 2006?
2006 is when they initiated the court proceedings. And, yes, I believe the standoff started technically in December of 2006.
Okay.
So, Ed and Elaine Brown went to the state for help because they were being charged by the feds for some tax evasion issues. They had asked the IRS to show them the law. They refused. Started proceedings.
Show them the law that
requires the average American to pay the federal income tax.
Okay. They never did.
No. So,
Before you continue, many of our listeners may have heard something similar to this. This isn't the first time that somebody has asked for the government to show said law that says income tax is required to be paid. And to my knowledge, they still haven't shown it. It's been, I don't know, a couple of generations of folks who have asked the same question, and the government can't produce a document that says, here, you are required to pay income tax.
Yeah, it gets into this murky system of, basically, they will not just give you a simple, legalese-free answer to, show me where in the code it says the average American who does not exercise a federal privilege, which we'll talk a little bit about that and why that's important, but just, if I'm trading my time for your money, the federal government has nothing to do with that. That is between me and you. It's a contract, obviously, but that has nothing to do with the federal government because otherwise it's slavery.
Now,
I mean, when you get down to it.
Yeah. Ed and Elaine Brown were in their 60s, I think, at
65.
The time. 65. Yeah, mid to late 60s at the time that this happened. I believe Ed was an exterminator by trade when he was working, and she was a dentist.
Yeah.
These were two productive individuals, and they were living a nice life together, and the federal government came in and ruined all of that, threatening them with violence, surrounding their house with armed agents, blocking off access by supporters.
Let me just say that they were brought to trial. So then he put forth 40-something, three defense motions. They were all shot down.
Mm-hmm.
And after about, I think it was 2 days, it was a week-long trial, but after about 2-3 days, he said, you know what? I see where this is going. He was on bail. He went back to his house, put a 45 on his hip, and said, I'm done.
I didn't know that detail.
They didn't actually, they went to go to his house and take all his guns. They didn't find them all. So he had some, and people were helping him out. So
yeah,
anyway,
a bunch of people showed up to assist, and you were one of those people who was on the property, I believe, at the time.
Not initially, though. No. I was writing for my college newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Where were you going to college?
Suffolk Community College on Long Island. I'm from Long Island.
Okay, I was going to ask where
New York,
you were from.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was going to school, and I found out about it because at that point, I don't want to get into the weeds too much, but I was going to go into the Army because my twin brother had enlisted back in 04, 03, and he served in Iraq, and I was like, you know what, I'm able-bodied, and they started making, this is late, mid-2006, they started making the National Guard troops do an extra 3 months on their tours, and I felt kind of bad. I'm like, I'm able-bodied, what am I doing? You got these guys that have families. National Guard is not really the gung-ho guys. They're the guys that are just kind of doing it for the, whatever. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go in. And I just started researching a little bit because I'm like, I want to see what I'm getting into. And just one thing after another. First, the Federal Reserve I found out about, then 9/11, and just one thing after another, I go, whoa, this is getting... And then
I don't want to work for these people.
Well, it just seemed to be coincidental that the Edna Lane thing came into my view through MySpace, actually, you know,
wow,
that long ago. And I contacted him, and he seemed legit. So one it was about February, the first time I went up there.
So he was already holed up in his house.
This is late December. But then I went up there as a reporter for my college newspaper. I was news editor. Nobody else wanted the job. It wasn't like I was good at what I was doing. But anyway.
Were you there when they threw that big party?
Both, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first one was, that's a whole other thing.
But I was there at one of those, yeah.
Oh, really? The first one or the second one?
I don't know which one it was. It was the one where the black helicopter showed
second
up.
Second one, yes.
Okay.
And they were playing, flashlight tag with us.
Wow.
So, everyone was like 10 million candle power lights, you know, the car batteries, the old ones. So, we're shining at the helicopter. It was shining back at us, flying around. Finally, we told him we were going to set the fireworks off, and he hit the road. But somebody ran the tail number, and it came back to Homeland Security.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know how true that was, but that was the word. And they were flying low. Do you remember? They were sweeping
there for that. I just knew it happened. I was there earlier in the day.
Oh, okay.
When they were having like a barbecue.
They were coming down within 50, 100. I mean, they were sweeping low, trying to scare people.
Yeah,
it was
crazy.
It was weird, man. It was definitely angry about the whole situation.
So, you went up there as a reporter.
Yes.
And then did you come back later as a supporter?
Yeah, well, really what switched everything and made it very serious was the raid, the failed raid they launched on June 5th or so. I think it was June 5th. My co-defendant, Daniel Riley, was out walking the dog.
Right.
Walks at the end of the road. So they live on 110 acres. It's a very nice house. So they have about a quarter mile long driveway. He goes out to the end, and he sees somebody in the property across the road. Turns out that property is owned by Supreme Court Justice Souter, I believe it was. He owns a 5,000-acre camp, 20-acre lake. That's his neighbor. You know, let's go figure. Yeah. So anyway, he sees some guys. He goes, what are you, turkey hunting? So the guys jump up, and he runs. They shoot at him. It's a long story, but they claim that it was a non-lethal weapon. It was really an M4.
Wow.
But I'll talk about the footage. They manipulated the footage to make it look like it was actually a 54-millimeter like beanbag gun or something. They dropped the resolution down on the camera footage. It was very weird how they did. Anyway, so long story short, they beat him up a little bit. They sent him back. And at that point, everything changed. It became much more serious. It was a failed raid. They had cops, state police from Mass, Maine, and New Hampshire. They had National Guard helicopters, sniper teams. It was like a real full-on thing, and he just messed it all up. You know, coincidence or...
Three-state jurisdiction raid.
Where were you at that time?
I was on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the key thing, not key, but something that proves to me, I believe there's a higher purpose to everything, and you have to kind of follow your heart, even where it leads, sometimes down rough roads, because I was initially supposed to ship out on early June, but they called, whatever, and they said, no, your ship-out date has been pushed back to August 27th. If I had shipped out earlier, I never would have been involved because I would have been already gone. I would have been poking landmines with a stick in Iraq somewhere. Everything just, you know what I mean? I'm one of those people that looks at things and say, okay, sometimes your road leads down rough paths, but it makes you who you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, and listen, 12 and a half years in federal prison wasn't exactly the best thing in the world, but I did a lot of good things with that time, so it was beneficial.
Yeah, and I want to continue the discussion here. Just kind of give you some background on Jason, and you got out last year, about a year ago, right?
January 30th, 2020.
Yeah. So
just in time for COVID.
Wow, what a shock.
You poor bastard.
Yeah. So we're going to continue here, and if you want to join us, maybe you got a question, we're going to get into what exactly he's put on the ballot there in Northfields, New Hampshire, and how's his race going? What's he advocating regarding the IRS? It's all coming up.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin? Getting paid with it. That's the way. It is money after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPay is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get our free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. AnyPayX.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and our number is 603-283-6160. You can also call us via our Matrix chat server if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. You can join that server by going to chat.freetalklive.com and following the step-by-step instructions that are there waiting for you. Again, that's chat.freetalklive.com. And, you know, everybody's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Well, I'm sorry, that's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin?
Oh, yes.
How about getting paid with it?
Oh, yes.
That's the way. It is money after all. And if you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in the town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get our free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com.
Is the X for extreme?
I hope so.
They're jumping on the extreme bandwagon.
Better late than never.
AnyPay is great. If you want to take cryptocurrency for your business, they are as simple as it gets.
Indeed. AnyPayX.com. It's a new website for them. We go to your calls and thoughts. Jason Gerhardt is with Ian and the Captain here in the studio. You said 12 years, 13 years?
12 and a half.
12 and a half years behind bars in federal prison for basically supporting some people who were tax freedom advocates, Ed and Elaine Brown, and this goes all the way back to like 2006, 2007. Richard is in Florida, and Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to thank you for just rehashing this story. I became a listener of Free Talk Live about probably about 10 months or so before this went down, and it was quite the thing. I remember watching the parties being live streamed, and I really supported them, Ed and Elaine,
mm-hmm.
and I hope the best for them. The dividing moment, I kind of feel looking back, and I'd really appreciate your guest's input on this. It seemed like there was a certain amount of inertia with the story growing and spreading nationwide. And then AJ got involved.
AJ Alex Jones?
Yeah. And okay. Then shortly thereafter, all of a sudden, you know, everything went south with the, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't think that
I'd appreciate
to do with
what he would have to say about that.
You're wondering what Jason would have to say about Alex Jones getting
involved? Well, I can talk on something related.
Uh-huh.
It was never proven, but there were. Okay, so I think it's the 509 forms, the forms that the FBI files for investigations. I forget exactly what they're called, 5-something, whatever.
Okay.
So anyway, when you get your discovery, I'll just do a little hash. So you go to, you say, listen, I want to go to trial. They say, hey, we're going to smoke you because they give you the trial penalty, a lot more time. Like, for instance, I had 57 to 71 months was my guideline sentence, according mm-hmm. to congressional guidelines. They gave me 20 years because I took it to trial. And anyway, if you go to trial, you get your discovery, which is basically all the statements made against you, everything else. In that discovery, there were the confidential informant statements and other items. Mm. And there were some from someone in Texas, and there were some murmurings that might have been somehow connected. I can't say for sure. I have heard from other people that there were... I can understand where you're coming from. Let's just put it that way. I don't want to say something that isn't true.
No, and I wouldn't want you. I'm not trying to bring that out. I would just put it real simply. Like, would you trust this person with the keys to your house while you're away?
That's a good point.
We'll leave it at that.
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't know him personally. I have never met him. I can say that I think I think everyone has a level of risk that they're willing to take. And I think that sometimes people dig themselves a little bit deeper of a hole than they wish to be in. And at that point, they become compromised. And I'm not really sure if that was an issue. And I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to start speculating.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're reading between the lines here. I'm not really.
Well, Richard, what are you going to – let's hear it from you. Like, what are you alleging? Jones.
Well, I'm not alleging anything. I'm just saying, like, when this happened, I was, like, 34 years old mm-hmm. or so. Well, it was 2004 or 5?
No, 2006,
07.
6 and the 7, yeah.
Okay, so I was like 36, 37. And at the time, I was extremely busy growing medical marijuana in California. And so my only kind of outlet to the world was through the internet and that. And I just, it was amazing to me. And I was living in the black market of Humboldt County.
Okay.
So I just thought it was fascinating that a story like this, it was even appearing on our local news and stuff, you know, Ed and Elaine Brown.
Well, it's unusual that somebody would take it as far as Ed and Elaine did. I mean, that they would go so far as to stand their ground against the federal government is newsworthy.
Most, well, you got to remember
and
back
get
then.
National exposure. There was sure. National exposure. People were coming from everywhere.
Well, the news wants to watch somebody like that get crushed. I mean, that's the reason why it gets national exposure. They want to show what happens when the gang swoops in.
Maybe.
And
look
gets
at,
their
yeah,
way.
Look at Waco.
In the same way that when, you know, Wesley Snipes went to prison for not paying taxes.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting. I don't want to cut you off.
Quiet.
But what's interesting is that if you notice, all the IRS prosecutions generally occur late March, early April.
Hmm.
There's going to be some guy they're going to drag out of the woods here in another week or two for some IRS case. It's just the scare tactic. It's always
right,
the
before
same.
Tax time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you notice, which also is interesting, April 15th is exactly 6 months, the furthest away you can get from Election Day, November 4th, mm-hmm. or whatever the hell. So it's like, what the? Everything is much more structured. I mean, maybe, I don't know. To me, it's interesting when you start learning these things. Like, what the hell?
Can't have these peasants not being in fear during tax time.
Were you treated any differently because of your quote-unquote patriotic stance that put you in that situation?
Treated by
being locked
who?
Up
by inmates or by inmates or the establishment?
Everything. Just the whole. How did the whole scene go down?
I would say in general, the prisoner population is very supportive of people that are not fans of the gang. I would say that also it helps when you have what they call good paperwork. You're not a rat. You don't have any kind of stuff going on. You're just straightforward. And I think the biggest thing, us telling my buddy earlier on the way here, it's just being who you are. I like to read books. I'd meditate. You know, and then I just don't like I don't like criminals. I don't like somebody telling me I have to work for them. Essentially, let's say a 25% tax rate, 2 hours out of an 8-hour day, I'm working for Uncle Sam to do what? Drop, what are we just talking about, 100-something bombs a day?
Yes,
or
46 bombs a day on average for the last 20 years.
Yeah. Richard, thank you for the call tonight.
I appreciate you very much.
Being out there for so long.
Yeah, thanks for listening for like 15 years.
I appreciate that. Thanks, man. 603-283-6160 is the number here. You know, you spent 12 and a half years of your life in prison. You're still out on what the equivalent of probation is, right, for federal?
It is federal.
What do they call that?
Yes.
Is it called probation?
There's no parole in the system unless you were sentenced before 84 or 87.
Okay.
So
do you have a probation officer that you check in with?
Yeah. He's actually a really decent guy. I have a lot of respect for him. He's not out there hiding in the bushes trying to jump out and get me. He's very straightforward. I have to say, I haven't had any problems with him. So
that's good. And you're still here in New Hampshire. You decided to not go back to New York.
Well, I had to claim homeless in order to do that. I'll tell you.
We'll have to get to that, 603-283-6160. You can also bring up anything you want. It doesn't have to be about the IRS or whatever. But if you got a question for Jason Gerhardt, he's got a lot of experience in this area. We're going to get into what he's doing now in a city or town council race here in New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed Saturday morning along party lines by a 50-49 vote. Following the measure's passage, President Biden thanked those senators who voted for it, saying it was something the country urgently needed.
I want to thank all of the senators who worked so hard to reach a compromise, do the right thing for the American people during this crisis, and voted to pass the American Rescue Plan. It obviously wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty, but it was so desperately needed, urgently needed.
The package now goes back to the House for reconciliation and is expected to be on the president's desk this coming week. Biden and congressional Democrats had wanted to get the measure into law before federal unemployment insurance expired later this month. This is USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking on big tech political censorship. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The legislation would help prohibit social media companies from censoring the viewpoints expressed by Texans.
Conservative speech will not be canceled in the state of Texas. We need to recognize, in Texas, maybe in particular in Texas, we see that the First Amendment is under assault by these social media companies, and that is not going to be tolerated in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott also said websites like Facebook and Twitter have evolved into a modern-day public square, but said those platforms have begun controlling the flow of information. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis proposed a similar measure last month, introducing a bill that would fine tech platforms that suspended political candidates. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and the number, if you want to join in, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian,
the captain.
We also have
Jason Gerhardt.
Jason is here with us. You've got a website, by the way, Jason. What is it?
GoHardWithGerhardt.com.
GoHardWithGerhardt.
Now, I could only assume that this slogan of yours was a carryover from your youth when you were, dubbed, the world's greatest lover or something like that.
No, it's just a prison term. Or it's go hard, go hard in the paint. Like the paint in the underneath the basketball hoop. You go hard in the paint. No, it's just something I thought was funny, so I just kept it.
You kept it. That's not as sexy.
No, not so much. Not so much.
We're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome. And by the way, I want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com, because it's definitely not too late to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And Bitcoin.com can help you with that. Just click Get Started there at the top of the page, and that allows you to learn about the basics. There's a quick 3-minute-long video that'll help you understand some of the key concepts, because there is a bit of a learning curve involved in this. So take some time, take 5 minutes of your life and go and learn about it over at Bitcoin.com. Again, click Get Started at the top of the page. And if you got more than 5 minutes, there's more than one video if you want to watch those. So again, Bitcoin.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. We got Scott on the line. He's Scott the Bigot calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian, Captain, and Mr. Gerhardt. Mr. Gerhardt, you are a hero, sir. And Elaine and Ed Brown are heroes too. I'm a coward, and I'll tell you why. Because I spoke to Ian and just a few days ago, and I want to read this little letter. I didn't do what you did. I caved into the IRS, and I want to ask a question when I'm done. This is what it says to Scott. We recently contacted you about your past 2019 taxes. You must pay your balance immediately. amount passed to $369,749.42. You must pay by March 11, 2021 to stop further penalties and interest. If you don't act now, the IRS may consider levying, seizing your income or bank accounts. So I sent my money manager, I had to send the check for this amount. I caved in. This is my question to you. If I had been defiant, as you would be, what's the next step in the protocol that I would be, the government officials would knock on my door and handcuff me? Explain to me how that works, sir.
You're asking me what their enforcement protocol is?
How does it work? What's the next step?
I have no idea. I'm actually on a little bit of a different kick. I just got out of prison, so I don't really have that issue at hand. I'm actually going right now, and I put a ballot initiative forward where the whole town, if they pass it at town meeting this Saturday, will require the selectmen of the town, this three selectmen, to have the IRS answer three specific questions, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But basically, show us where it is says we're required to pay this law. And then after that, I'm going to move to start a escrow account and have everybody in the town that wishes to put their money in that escrow account. And when the IRS answers the questions, then it'll be released. But as to your question, I would suggest you get in touch with whom I learned all this stuff from, Pete Hendrickson of LostHorizons.com, and he can explain all the steps. He has all the forms. And basically, it comes down to the income tax is a privilege tax. If you exercise a federal privilege, like you're selling guns to the feds, they want to cut of the action because they know you're ripping them off. So for regular people like us who are just trading their time for money, the feds have nothing to do with that. And there's more to it, the constitutional aspect of apportionment and the rest, but I don't want to get into all that right now. But I would suggest you go to his website and contact him. He's a good guy, and he'll answer your questions, or you'll find all the answers there.
Now, Cracking the Code is his book. I've heard of this before. We've had people call in to tell us about it. Has he ever gone to prison?
Yes.
For what?
Some conspiracy charges, which they always get you on because it's amorphous charge.
But did it have anything to do with income tax?
It had to do with his teachings.
Uh-huh.
Supposedly, but what's interesting is that during that trial, he had them admit that tens of thousands of people have been using his method, which the average federal, not I don't say average federal prison, but the prisons I was in held about 1,200 people or so.
Mm-hmm.
So if that many people were doing it and it was super illegal, we'd have to start building a lot more federal prisons, or they're letting a lot of people out of jail. So let's either figure it out. Are they breaking the law?
How many other people, when you were on the inside of, and was it one prison, or did they move you around?
I moved to two different ones, yes.
So how many other tax freedom advocates, like people who went in because of the IRS, how many did you run into?
Well, okay, initially I started off at a medium. So, real quick, you
medium
have camps.
Security.
Yeah, you have camps, which have no fences. You have lows, which have a fence. You have mediums, which have fences. And then you have pens, and then you have ADXs, which is like,
that's,
you know,
Supermax, right?
The ADXs are where, you know, the guys that are stabbing cops in the eye and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have the pens where just guys that have been around forever, and they're just, okay. Point being is, as you go up in security, the charges that people are there for tend to be more
different.
Violent, and bank robberies are in mediums and so forth.
Right.
So you don't really have the white-collar guys, let's say, per se, in the mediums, where I spent 8 years and change. When I went down to the low for the last 3 years, that's where you found more guys of that caliber,
mm-hmm.
which are more interesting to talk to in a sense because they, you know what I mean, they have charges where it's more money laundering stuff and, you know, marijuana growers, stuff like that, versus mm-hmm. the guys that went in to rob a bank for $700 because they needed a fix.
Right.
So,
Run into anyone specifically
yes,
who was also
There was a few. But most of them were...
It wasn't thousands. It wasn't hundreds. It wasn't
dozens. It was very minimal. But I'm just saying is a lot of them were very apologetic for what they did.
Sure, they want to get out.
Well, the way the feds work is they want to break you.
Yeah.
And they'll threaten your family.
That's what they did to Elaine
Brown. They'll threaten
Brown.
Your family, your kids. I forget his name now. I'm sorry. But the guy that went to the from New Hampshire
mm-hmm.
that went because of the Bundy situation. They threatened his kids, so he took the case. I'm sorry. Jerry Lemus.
Yes, Jerry DeLemus.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they threatened his kid, so he's like, okay, fine, I'll plead guilty. And now the problem is, once you plead guilty...
And if he hadn't, he might have gotten found not guilty, because the jury's there found people not guilty
exactly,
in the
Bundy case.
Exactly,
but it's a roll in the dice, and
right,
they're going to smoke you, because they're going to give you generally 3 to 4 times the amount of time
you get
if you don't plead. I mean,
and almost always the jury will convict, so it isn't even a good roll of the dice. I mean, it is the odds are... seriously against you.
Yeah, and then the appeals process is a whole other nightmare, which I don't even want to get into. But
Look what happened to Ross Ulbricht. I mean, he said not guilty, and they put him in prison for 2 lifetime sentences plus 40 years
yeah.
for running a website.
Yeah.
Yeah, could I ask Mr. Gerhardt a question?
Yes, sure.
Very important question. I feel so badly for you, sir. You are a hero. I am a coward. I admit
no, that. Stop. Hold on a second. We're not going to do this. A, it just makes me feel weird. B, I'm not that guy. Listen, stop. You are what you say you are. You have to set your mind on what you wish to be. You know what I'm trying to get at? I'm no amazing person. I'm still scared of a lot of things. Trust me, a lot of things. So you have to set your mind on what you wish to be. That's one thing I learned, is especially a lot of meditation and just focusing. Because you don't have anything to do in there besides study. And you can choose what to study. Some people want to study sports and play tickets. And some people want to study, hey, where's the next heroin batch coming in from? But I would suggest studying yourself and figuring out what's important to you. Because once you figure that out, nothing can stop you. We'll have passion and energy forever. So you have to figure out what motivates you and then focus on it and then get better at it. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Have you considered suing the federal government? Has that ever crossed your mind for being victimized or wrongdoing on their part?
Because I don't, this is the key thing. I don't look at myself as a victim. I look at myself as being given 12 and a half years to study whatever I chose. I read Dostoevsky. I read Solzhenitsyn, you know, Gulag Archipelago. I read Ayn Rand, all of Ayn Rand's works. I mean, I was able to just read and study whatever I wanted to.
I've never been able to read so much than when I was in jail for civil disobedience.
It's so amazing, and it's hard to explain until you actually go there because they try to scare you. Like, yeah. You're going to jail, and then you get there like, this is, I don't say great, but you can use it to your advantage, and that's what... That's how they get us out here. They keep us so distracted with sports and bread and circuses, but it's also just the working for nothing. Well, they take it all.
Even on the I can't say I spent a whole lot of time, but I was in jail for, 2 months.
It's long enough to get a feel.
But I was working in the jail kitchen. Even working 8 hours a day, I still had plenty of time to read afterwards.
Because
you don't have anything else you have to do, generally.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I don't want to cut you off. I'm sorry. So what are you going to say?
He's all set. Thank you, Scott. That's enough. That's enough out of him.
I just wanted to point out for our listeners who are trying to find you. I know you said your website is gohardwithgerhard.com. Gerhard is spelled
G-E-R-H-A-R-D as in David.
Right. Go hard with Gerhard. We're going to continue.
.com.
We got more questions. We got to get into the actual ballot measures that you've got on the ballot.
Yeah, and I want to know about these questions.
And this is happening, next week? 2 weeks? 1 week from now?
No, it's soon. Tuesday is the election for selectmen, and Saturday is town meeting.
This Tuesday?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. So there's more coming up here. 603-283-6160 is the number where you can join us. And this is Free Talk Live, Saturday show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and the captain in the studio here tonight. And I do want to say thank you to Vaginatarian, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. Vaginatarian contributing $10 a month to the AMP program to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country.
She's been around for a while.
She has, and she's a great supporter. She's also regularly found in our Matrix chat server, so you can go and check that out as well. But go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with PayPal. You can do credit card, debit card, even Bitcoin BTC if you want over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we're going to continue here with more of your calls and thoughts, especially if you've got questions for Jason Gerhard. He is a... convict for helping out some people who were standing up to the federal government.
Senior citizens.
Yeah, and even more so now. I mean, they were in their 60s now, and they're
now
scraping 80.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ed and Elaine Brown, who, by the way, we did update our listeners on the Ed and Elaine Brown case a year ago. They were put into prison because they dared to stand against the IRS. And Elaine got out of prison around the time that you did.
A month after me.
Yeah, last year.
February, yeah.
And that was after she basically said she was sorry and that she was going to be divorcing her husband. Then they let her out. Ed, on the other hand, didn't say he was sorry. And so they extended his sentence. They didn't just keep him in prison, because he probably would have died in prison anyway.
Yeah.
But now they extended his sentence because he didn't say, he didn't beg the judge, he didn't kiss the ring.
Right.
In that case.
Lick a boot, whatever. Yeah.
So you got out last year after nearly 13 years behind bars, and I loved what you were saying in the last segment about how you used the time to better yourself. You use the time to do a lot of reading and meditation and self-study and figure out what you really believe and what you really wanted to do. And I love the fact that they didn't beat the disobedience out of you, that you're still out here on the side of freedom. You're still advocating for the ideas of liberty. You're still speaking out against the IRS as you are in your campaign for a town council seat, or town selectman, as they call it here in New England, which we're going to get into, because there's three ballot measures that are going on the ballot, or one ballot measure with three questions.
Yes.
We'll talk about that coming up here. But let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Scott in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. Thank you for your wonderful program. Hello to everybody throughout North America.
Thanks, Scott. What's on your mind tonight?
I want people to know that our government is demonic. I was arrested years ago when the U.S. Marshal pulled up his sleeve, and he had the tattoo of 666 and little devils on his arm. And you're using the prison system against the Constitution. There's no presumption of innocence. There's no due process. They're using people, test drugs and so forth, and they do this at the U.S. Medical Center for Federal Prisoners in Springfield, Missouri, Building 10. And this looks like Nazi Germany, and our congressman here in Michigan does nothing about it. But
okay.
I want everybody to avoid the federal government. They're very demonic people. And you look at the street rail in Washington, D.C., it's got the symbol of the pentagram.
So you're getting into some pretty esoteric stuff here, talking about the designs of the buildings and the layout of Washington, D.C. I've heard these allegations before. It's, you know, it's kind of interesting. But, you know, I don't care if they're, you know, if they got a 666 tattoo or if they're holding the Bible. It doesn't matter to me what their religious beliefs are. If they're using the, you know, violence against their fellow man, against peaceful men and women, then I got a problem with it. And Scott, thanks for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. You know, judge them by their actions.
Indeed.
Not what they say.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of heavy metal bands, and they all have that sort of iconography, you know, the pentagrams and that kind of a thing.
Sure.
And, but, you know, I've met some of these folks, too. They're super nice people, and they're just artists, man. You know, I wouldn't say that they're trying to take over the world or anything like that. They just want to go play music and have fun.
Well, the federal government is trying to destroy, you know, life.
Well, they're doing a pretty good job, too, really.
Yeah, they are.
Dropping bombs every day.
They sure are. In fact, you got a number on the bomb dropping.
46.
46 per day?
46 per day on average over the last 20 years.
Is Vegas taking lines on this, or...
Well, so we were discussing the number of bombs being dropped and what it might look like under the Biden administration, who, of course, didn't take very long to start launching some missiles of his own.
Yeah, I'm going to bet that it's going to go up from Trump. I mean, for what did Trump do versus what Biden is going to do, I'm just going to go ahead and you know, I'll take the bet that Biden's going to drop more bombs.
I mean, it hasn't really changed much over all of the presidents since I've been alive. Carter, Reagan,
they got
Bush,
a contract. They got to keep dropping those bombs so they can buy more.
I just don't know if we can trust the numbers, though. I mean, I don't really trust anything they say at this point. This is 1984 to me. I just think everything they say on the news is the opposite, and just, I really don't trust anything
Which is, you know, one of the things, like, when they started talking about COVID last year, it's like, why would anyone believe these people? Why do people still believe them?
Well, so when Trump was still in office, he made the decision to no longer report the number of bombs and missiles that were launched.
Oh, interesting.
They're still launching. They're still keeping track. It's just that they're no longer reporting it. And so that's why there's some consternation over the last couple of years' data.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular article was put together by new research by Medea Benjamin and Nicholas J.S. Davies of the anti-war group Code Pink.
That's right, Medea Benjamin was.
Yeah, so if you're familiar with Code Pink at all, you know, this is where the data comes from that says, you know, the headline is U.S. allies drop 46 bombs per day for 20 years now.
So let's get back into, Jason, what happened. I don't want to spend too much time in the past. So let's move to the current. You're out of prison. You did time. You shouldn't have, but you did. And you're a better person, I think, because of it.
I believe so, yes.
And you may be alive because of it. It's so interesting that you pointed out you were going to ship out to Iraq, you know.
Or Afghanistan. But Iraq in 07, 06 was heating up, so that's most likely...
Yeah.
If you remember, that was...
Were you going Army?
Army, yes.
Yeah. Yes, so, I mean, you could have caught an IED or... You know,
well, I was going for combat engineer, so that's pretty much the guys that are poking landmines with sticks.
So maybe it actually kept you alive. Who knows?
No, I look at it that way. Yeah. I think everything happens for a reason. Yeah. I don't get all caught up in that, you know, it's just, hey, keep on chugging.
Right. You can't. That's the thing. If you look back at all, you know, whatever you consider to be mistakes in your life, if you keep looking back at the past and focusing on the past, you're never going to accomplish anything.
Well, you look at driving a car and keep staring in the rearview mirror and see what happens.
Not
you're going to find
plan.
A tree pretty fast.
Yeah, not a good plan.
So,
and that's true with your life as
yeah.
well. What inspired you to run for a town selectman, and how did that happen? You're out of jail.
Well, it's a little bit different. So, I wanted to run for office. The more reading I did, the more I realized that historically, groups that started off, let's say, using extrajudicial methods, went into politics. The IRA, they created their own political wing, as so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So, the more I read. Nelson Mandela's autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom. I read more and more, and I realized, okay, the key is to get into the political system, because the population is generally brainwashed into thinking that the government is essentially God, because it's a religion when you get down to it.
Right, yeah.
So
yes, it is.
Why not become one of the high priests,
mm-hmm.
but be one of the good ones, you know, and just be open and so forth. So
it's a hard thing to do. Power corrupts.
It is, but that's why... You never tell. I mean, the key is you should never follow people, but ideas,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
principles, because people are going to end up corrupted.
Yes.
I'm not claiming to be some kind of perfect person. And when I am corrupted, I hope somebody punches me in the face, because that's what keeps you in line. Mm-hmm. I mean, there has to be consequences for your wrongdoings, let's say. Not necessarily violent, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes,
so anyway, while I was in, the more and more I looked into, and very weird things happened. I don't want to get into it, but just people started giving me weird books, and I'm like, what is it? I learned one thing after another. So I wrote an essay/book called The Revolution Solution, and it has 3 points to it. One was the federal income tax, which we'll get into.
Mm-hmm.
Part two was state-owned banks. North Dakota is the only state with their own state-owned bank. All tax revenue has to be deposited in the Bank of North Dakota, and then they loan it out to themselves for infrastructure projects. Now, before, the Federal Reserve went down to a 0% interest rate and started giving away money. Yeah, they started giving away money for free. But anyway, before that, infrastructure projects, generally, half the cost of the project would be interest fees, because they spread it over a long period of time. It's kind of a scam, but Ellen Brown is very big into this, and she wrote a lot on it. And so anyway, you have an $18 million project, which we actually did at one of the federal prisons, and I did research on it. $9 million of that was interest fees,
right?
Which is absurd.
Yep.
What? So North Dakota says, we're not doing that. This happened way back in the 30s, and they said, you know what? We're not. Anyway.
Hold that thought. We'll continue with the Revolution Solution in a moment, and how it ended up that he is running for town council in Northfield. Got a ballot measure on, or a warrant article on the ballot, which is going to ask the townspeople some very interesting, it's a very interesting question.
I'm going to ask the IRS some questions.
Well, the townspeople have to approve it, and then it'll go in front of the IRS,
okay.
Reportedly. 603-283-6160. R2's next.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.